We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Oh shit, my bad. I didn't know we were starting. I was doing that new Duncan Robinson workout where you run around for 48 minutes like an idiot and don't do anything. Go ahead and take me out, Brass, while I catch my breath. That's called that. That's that Duncan Robinson cardio. Usually I have my wife down here setting screens, but she wasn't available. So I was just trying to get a little workout in before because I wasn't watching that shitty ass game. So I was like trying to get my little Duncan in. Anyway. What a game. Welcome in to the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. I am your host, Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Heat lose, as I think most of you know by now. 26-point loss, without Jimmy, without Bam. Woo! Let's find out what everybody's drinking.
Or Depot.
Or Depot. Or Key.
Or Duncan,
or Kyle, or Caleb,
or PJ,
or PJ,
yeah, or Chris Quinn.
Oh, you want me to do Kyle? The kitchen's upstairs.
I do it. I fucking do it. I do it.
Oh, if you're watching on Twitch, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for all your subs and your bits and your things and whatnot. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you very much. I don't know why you would come back to YouTube to watch a show about that game, but if you did, thank you very much. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. G!
Yeah.
What are you drinking tonight?
Listen, I'm having a screwdriver tonight because I feel like we all got screwed. So a little Tito's, a little orange juice with some pulp. Got a Whole Foods, so, you know, we're all fucked tonight.
P. Parrish, happy birthday. Dark skin producer from the Light Skin Opinions podcast. What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Big Wave Golden Ale today. And it's kind of fitting because the team was at the beach with me today when during the game. So we was out swimming and shit instead of playing.
You look like you're in a nice log cabin.
I was going to say, yeah, Parrish looks like he's in like great. The setting for the 2022 like horror film of the summer.
Okay. I like it.
I don't like someone's going to die at that lake.
I retreat to my mouth. No, people don't die there, man. People don't
die. Let's keep it positive.
Black people die black people die first in those movies, by the way.
Always. Yeah, Brass. That's why it's not a horror movie. It's not a horror movie.
Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
I wanted to make pay homage to the Duncan's three-point streak ending tonight. I made a three-ingredient cocktail. It's called a Palmetto. It's some aged rum, sweet vermouth, and orange bitters. It tastes a lot better than any shot that Duncan attempted tonight, for sure.
Joey, what are you drinking tonight?
Very, very similar to Brass. I got another Red Bull and vodka. Real Steve Stifler vibes going tonight. All right.
I like it. It's better than Kirkland Seltzer.
I still have some, guys. If if anybody needs a Kirkland Seltzer, I will deliver it to your house. I have still
come
about
over on Saturday for the Bucks game. We can do a little Kirkland Seltzer party.
Yeah, I got a crate. I still have a crate of them. So yes,
they're playing the Bucks.
You got a crate?
Yes.
Wait, yeah. They're playing the Bucks on? Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
And then again on next Wednesday.
Holy shit.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have those fucking Milwaukee inbreds in my fucking mansions.
Vane Hype, by the way, just gifted a tier one sub to Duncan Robinson. So shout out to Vane Hype for the gift of tier one sub. He needs something, man. If that gets him going, you know, shout out to Vane Hype. That's my favorite chat bit right now. By the way, somebody asked, I'm sorry to cut you off. Somebody asked about the update on the Max Strus jersey. I've ordered it.
Yeah, they don't actually make Max Strus jerseys.
Yeah, I had to get it custom ordered. Maybe they should, but
when he's starting over Duncan, they'll make him.
Yeah.
So I have to answer for Duncan Robinson because I've been the Duncan Robinson apologist. But Giancarlo Navas, you have to answer for Kyle Lowry.
I will.
Because really, to me, I didn't think they would win this game. I didn't like people are like, oh, we lost to the Cavs. The Cavs are really good. He were only two games up on the Cavs coming into the night. So, and the Cavs have been playing good. They're young. They're athletic.
Yeah,
they're a fun team to watch. They're tall. They're lengthy. You don't have Bam Adebayo. You don't have Jimmy Butler. You don't have Markieff Morris. And then you're starting backcourt. You expect them to give you something. I mean, their three regular starters gave you 2 points in the first half. The only starters that scored outside of that were Hero and Deadman, your bench guys. So, I mean, gee, you got to answer for Kyle. I guess I got to answer for Dunk.
The Kyle thing is interesting because I've said this before, like he's not this Steph Curry, even, you know, pre this season, Duncan Robinson level shooter, right? He's a guy that has been really good. He shot over 40% some years, and other seasons he shot 35. So if you look at his last couple, he shot 39, 41, 40, 35, 35, 40, and then he's at 31 this year. So I think he has a good week or two, and I think that number's around 35, and I think that's good. As far as the kind of getting to the basket stuff, I think he looked a little bit better at it today, but he just doesn't beat dudes, you know, without a screen, right? And they really need motion in their offense. And I think when they play a little quicker, he's able to kind of get downhill because he gets defenses on their heels. But like, he just straight up hasn't been a good shooter. It's crippling their offense. He takes a lot of threes, and whenever that he's open, he takes them. He pulls up, and that's just the nature of who he is. So until if he's not going to shoot well this season, their season's over, right? Like you kind of operate under the idea of this really, really good player, this historically good shooter, not great shooter, but good shooter, is having his worst career shooting. And it's not that he's getting bad looks. A lot of those that he comes off of handoffs, they're open when he kind of steps in, they're open shots. He's missing shots that I think he's hit historically. Part of that is age, right? You get a little older, your legs a little heavier. You know what I mean? They're playing a little faster. That might be affecting kind of, you know, the energy that he has coming up or whatever. So I think the criticism's like totally fair and warranted. I think people calling him like a shit player is like kind of ridiculous. And like, there's just no bearing for that other than the fact that his shooting's not good. He's shooting 82% at the rim this season, which is in the 99th percentile in the league. He's having a career year for mid-range. So maybe kind of get a little bit more of a diet of mid-range shots. He's just not getting to the basket, but when he does, he finishes. So listen, he's not been a good shooter. I think he's done other things well. I think the turnovers have been a little more high than you want, but that's kind of stabilized as of late. He's in the top 10 in assists. I think that, like, Heat fans, you need to kind of – I think it's just being frustrated and upset, but I think that that's going to level off to kind of somewhere that is decent sooner rather than later. And if not, that's it. I mean, there's nothing – I mean,
I guess that's kind of my point, Pete. Like – I feel like a lot of people are like rooting for Kyle and Duncan to not be good. And I understand the frustration. Like, I'm pissed that, like, I need Duncan to take like 2 weeks off, go somewhere, get an IG model pregnant. It worked for Tyler. He needs to do something outside of playing basketball, not the podcast, because that ain't been working. But if Duncan and Kyle are not your answer at the 1 and 2, and you're giving me Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin and Max Strus, if those are your answers for me, then this team is not a title team. Like, it's not a contender. So, like, I think everyone in Heat Twitter and Heat Nation, Heatland, needs to root for these guys to figure it out, because they're 13-9 and their starting backcourt hasn't been good.
Was that for Pete or for me?
Was that for me? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Real quick, Eric the Great, three tier one subs. Shout out to you. We love you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
I think, honestly, Kyle, I think he's going to be okay. He's a pick and pop guy. So, you know, he doesn't have Bam right now to feed when he's given, you know, when he's doing the pick and roll stuff. And he's, you know, he's in a little shooting slump, but I think he'll work his way out of it. Duncan Robinson, I mean, he's obviously in a slump, but he's got to get better. He's always a liability on defense. But if he's not going to hit shots, then there's really no point in having him on the floor. So that, you know, he definitely has to pick it up. I don't know if getting a stripper pregnant is the best thing for him, or Instagram model.
Stripper. Whoa, IG model.
IG model, my bad.
Respect,
I'm sorry.
Cross the line.
Calm down.
We don't have problems with strippers, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know.
I will get one pregnant.
Yeah. Joey's offering.
How many subs, Joey? How many subs for you to do that?
Honestly, I'll give a sub. The sandwich.
Brass. Like Parrish was saying, if Duncan's not giving you points, he's just out there, and anyone of us
can
be doing cardio. And I understand the gravity stuff, but at some point you got to start. Like, they left Duncan. This was the first time that I watched them leave Duncan open, because they're like, motherfucker can't shoot. Now if that's like, now we're not even counting on gravity anymore,
right?
Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't think you know. I don't know what's the answer, but like, is it starting Max Strus? Like, what's the answer there?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I suppose that could be toyed with. I think he needs. I said it earlier. I was kind of looking forward to his consecutive 3-point streak ending, and I'm glad that it did, because I don't know if it's got to be a mental thing, right? Some people have said it's the ball, you know, because a lot of really good shooters are down this year.
A lot of high volume shooters.
A lot of high volume. So I don't know what, you know, they're not all suffering the same issue, but if it is a mental thing, I really think that any of these like long streaks can sort of fuck with you if you go cold at some point.
I never thought the mental thing. Gee, what are you cracking up?
I'm sorry. I saw Kenny's tweet from earlier. Eric Green on the broadcast freaking Creole. This man is over this game.
Oh, I know. We needed it. We should have clipped that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sak passe Nabula.
The best producer.
Sak passe Nabula. I'm saying that shit in my next family gathering. Just like that too. But Joey, I was always doubting the mental thing with Duncan. Yeah. Until like tonight, where you literally saw him think about a shot.
Yeah.
He was wide open and he did. Like, usually he lets it fly. Like, even when he's 0-for-7, he keeps going. This was the first time I saw him and he just like stopped. And I'm like, well, maybe it is fucking mental. Like, maybe he's just like, well, I'm trash. I shouldn't be shooting this shot. Like, if it's mental, like maybe the end of that streak, maybe the end of this consecutive games played streak, which I think is more detrimental to him. Because he keeps going out there and playing and never, like, the man runs all game long and he never takes a game off. Like, it has to get to you at some point.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I was just about to say. I mean, if his shot's not dropping, he's still running around the whole game.
Like,
so not only is he not giving you points, but you're just killing him. You know what I mean? And I mean, at that point, yeah, put in Max Strus, you know, Mr. Fourth Quarter. I would, you know, like you said, Alf, I would maybe give him a couple weeks off and just try to insert Max Strus there, try to give him some of those minutes and just see what happens and pray. I don't know what we could do, but I mean, I really do think it's just a slump. And I mean, there's nothing that he needs to really change. His shot's a shot, you know what I mean? And eventually he'll be, you know, out there like Alec Baldwin. So I feel you know, I just feel, I feel like that's, you know, he'll be that again, you know, shout out Rust.
I see some, he's definitely got some rust on him. I definitely see, I see a lot of people in the comments saying, you know, oh, just benching Duncan is going to be worse mentally. Like, get out of here. I'm sorry. I will not stand for that. I mean, if you think that is actually going to make it worse by just benching someone who's not playing well right now, if that's what it takes, and he's just going to get worse, then I don't want that guy on the team anymore. If that's going to break him even more, and I'm not saying I want Duncan gone. I do think Duncan is going. We're going to look the second half of the season, and I do believe there's going to be improvement in Duncan Robinson. But you're just being corny.
Got to be improvement.
Now.
I mean, he hit nothing today, so he's at bottom. You know what I mean? Like there can be no way.
I don't really necessarily want him to be benched. Like I don't want DMP CDs or, you know, 12 minutes off the bench. I want him to sit out like two or three, and then not a couple weeks. Right now they can't afford it. But like two or three games, like I think he just needs to sit out for a little bit and get his head together. Like I don't want him benched. I don't want him.
Well,
like
a DNP CD if he's just, you mean
benched. No, I don't want him to dress. Like I don't want him to be available. Like stay your ass home on a road trip. Or
like
some
in
shit.
Time out.
Yes. Okay, Guaru. Yeah, Brass hard disagree on that take. He needs to be there. Yeah, okay, if you say so. I guess. I mean, I don't really. You're not giving really any explanation to that. I don't really.
You want to give him the Dennis Rodman? I would, treatment.
I genuinely want him to.
Yes.
You know, some people were saying, you know, Max Strus. Maybe Max should start over him. I think I even said it in the chat earlier. Try it out. But to me, that was more because Max is. Like from an offensive standpoint, Max can obviously hit threes. He certainly did tonight, but he's willing to like cut to the basket. We were praising Duncan, what, two, three games ago for doing that kind of thing and showing some different offensive side to his game. If he would supplement that on nights where he's shooting shit from three and only from three, if he's not doing that, he needs to be able to give you something offensively spark. Because the offense is bad enough. Because
I mean, he went off in the second quarter for like 13, right? I mean, there's an argument he can give you at least offense. I mean, they're both going to be defensive liabilities, but
I see an argument for Strus starting with the way Duncan's playing, but long term, Strus as your starter to me, G, doesn't make the team better. That's why my thing is. That's why I'm like, I don't necessarily like if Strus starts for a few games. It's because Duncan's getting his head right. Like, I don't think it makes the team better, Strus starting. Like, they're going to continue to lose with Strus in the starting lineup. I just don't think you'll ever be good or title good unless Duncan and Kyle, your starting backcourt, get their act together.
Right now, with Jimmy and Bam out for a little bit, doesn't it make sense to kind of play around with it? And
you
just
might
start
as well just fucking lose. Like, tell Duncan, stay home. Go just record, like, a week's worth of podcasts and just... Fuck, figure this shit out, because, I mean, like...
I didn't, what?
Fuck, get out of here, Perry.
Wow, bro.
I didn't do that, Jesus I swear. Christ. I swear.
You nice. Booted me, bro. What just happened? Left.
Nah. That shit is Wi-Fi in that there cabin.
Oh.
I thought you got murdered.
Now we're good. I'm out here.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did hear something.
Do you feel like you're calculating answers in your head? You're on cleaningtheglass.com.
I just think that like the conversation, like sometimes shooters don't shoot well, right? And I think we've seen, I think Cooper Moorhead had a good tweet the other day of just like historic shooters have shot, like Ray Allen had like a 20% start to a season and ended shooting 41% the rest of the way, right? So I think that like a lot of this is a little extreme. Like this is not odd. You know, especially shooting is so fickle.
One thing I will say, like, I agree with you. I am on team Duncan will figure this out, but I think just continuing to push him out there, like Joey said, when he's not hitting shots, he's just fucking running around. Yeah. And like honestly, at some point, like your shot comes from your legs.
No, for sure. And I think that like if that results in like more Strus playing time and less Duncan, which I think is kind of like where they're heading. Then, yeah, I mean, that's the answer. I think that kind of pulling him from the starting lineup, you know, that's touchy. You know, you don't know guys' mentals, right? So, like, how that would affect you if that breaks you. I mean, like, that's what Spo's there for, right? Like, Spo knows these guys. And, Alf, we know Eric. Like, he'll pull a dude from the starting lineup. He made Dwayne go off the bench, right? If he made Dwayne Wade come off the bench, he made Goran Dragic come off the bench. Like, there's no reason why he won't tell Duncan, get him in a meeting. It's not like Duncan's going to fucking flip the table and say, fuck you. No, that's not what's going to happen. If Eric Spoelstra sits Duncan down, Hall of Fame coach, you know, three-time champ, really, with the assistant in 06. If he tells him, you know, Duncan, I think it'd be best for the team. If you come off the bench, he'd probably be like, coach, I don't want that, but like, whatever. Like, we move. So
like, I don't think he has, like, I'm kind of with Brass. I don't think he has the ego that the bench would, I think it would hurt his, I think would hurt his mental state, but.
But that's for the coaching staff to decide. That's not for us online to like. They're the ones that know him personally. Like that's,
I hope not,
that's their
though.
Job.
Like
that's
Brad said, job. Man, if getting put on the bench or you know just asking the hey, we need you to be the sixth man or something, just breaks them down mentally. It's like eesh.
But also rough. Like that fucks up your lineup too, Parrish. Because like if right now their bench has been their strength. So if Tyler if Dedmon is starting more and he's playing less time with Tyler, you know maybe you want a little bit extra punch with Max Strus if Tyler's going to be kind of playing more with the starters. So maybe you don't want to throw Duncan in with all those other dudes, right? Like that could be a part
Duncan
of it.
Duncan on
like,
the bench doesn't make you better. That's my whole big my yeah, thing. Duncan on the mm-hmm. Duncan being a better shooter makes you better. And whatever they have to do to figure out how to get him shooting better. Because, like, gee, I know we're saying that other guys are struggling. There's other guys who've had rough starts. I mean, he's 1 of 15 over the last two games. I think he's under 20% at home right at this point.
Yeah, it's up 20.
Like, this is not just, he's having a
see,
rough,
like I don't like this, chat right now. Like, they're like, we need Goran back. Goran Dragic looked like dog shit this season. I love Goran. I want them to retire Goran's number. Goran is my favorite point guard in Heat history. I mean, other than Kyle, but like, that's just not like what you guys are doing. Like that is 100%. And I get an emotional reaction, but that's just like, that dude can't play basketball at a high level this year. And he hasn't. And at least Kyle is like positive. All his like splits are positive. There are other things that he does. It's just a three with Kyle. It's very strictly. He's not shooting the three well. And his breakdown off the dribble is not as strong as it has been. I think everybody on earth, and I included, said going in, I wouldn't count on his rim pressure a ton because that's the thing that'll slip with age. But everything else, it'll probably hold, which most of it has except the shooting, and you kind of expect that to bounce back. So, like, I don't know. Like, that part's ridiculous here. Like, two great shooters just don't become dog shit, like, from 1 year to the next. And, like, it's – guys, chill out.
I mean, they'll figure it out, but I think December –
See, Cartagliano saying Gogi will go to the basket. That's not what happened last year. Last year, he couldn't get to the basket.
you guys are forgetting –
Come on, guys.
All right, listen, I love Goran Dragic, too, but we're all forgetting what Goran Dragic looked like last year.
Like, come on.
I mean, maybe
Kyle has to play better.
Like, and also, this really lengthy, athletic team, he wasn't going to get the hits around the basket. Like, Goran
no,
bro.
He would have gotten smoked.
Like, these – like, so. And Chad saying, I'm blinded by thick glasses. He's not shooting well. Like, I'm saying that he's not shooting the ball well. He's not getting to the rim at the rate that I think you need when Jimmy and Bam are out. That is totally fair. I'm not
but
not
that's not
saying
his game
that.
Anyway. Kyle Lowry's not a – like, he's not really a basket attacker.
No, he's like a slasher, but like he'll get a guy on his hip and kind of finagle contact and kind of get like he'll draw help and he does some of that. But like he's an amplifier of your talent, right? And when Jimmy, Bam, PJ, and him are on the floor together and they're healthy, they look good.
So Afroneme says, I think Kyle will get it together, but Duncan is cooked. See, these are the takes where, like, now I have to, like, I'm trying to be on y'all's side. Duncan's trash right now. He needs to take a break. But, like, Duncan is cooked forever.
Like, a lot of people in the chat who don't watch as much basketball as I do are telling me what Kyle is and isn't. You guys should shut the fuck up. I've watched him way more than you guys. I don't want fucking these random-ass people in chat to tell me what the fuck is going
on. Get him.
I've watched more Kyle Lowry basketball than you watch Heat basketball. Get that shit out of your mind. I've forgotten.
God damn it, Johnny. God damn it.
Perfect. Jesus.
What the? No rant music for you.
Listen, here's my thing. Is all these people saying Duncan is cooked? Kyle was a mistake. All these things that you're saying, if those things are true, the Heat aren't winning shit this year. They're not getting out the first round. If Kyle really is 36 over the hill and Duncan is just never going to be good again, I mean,
it's a wrap.
Like, last hangover time of the season. Duncan's cooked. Kyle's a bum. Like, get the fuck out. Like, come on. Like, they're playing bad right now. They're playing so bad right now, they're 13-9.
Miami Heat basketball is finally back, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find Miami Heat tickets anymore. Because TickPick, that's TickPick, is the original no-fee ticket site and the only one you ever need as your go-to for all NBA tickets. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that the other ticket sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all their NBA tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices for the same seats on another ticket site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. Which, I mean, at this point, if you haven't bought your ticket to see the rematch of the Jokic Brothers live at home at the FTX Arena, time is running out. Just visit TickPick.com/HeatBeat today to save $10 on your first order of Miami Heat tickets. Once again, that's TickPick.com/HeatBeat to save $10 today on your first order of Miami Heat tickets.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
They're so fourth
and East.
I was thinking that.
Yeah,
so
they dropped it. I mean, one more. I think they're like one more loss, and they'll drop out of the playoff picture. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The East is weird, man. The East is weird.
The East is weird. I was watching like on the breaks, like on League Pass. You see like the in arena stream, all the shit on their you know big screen, and like when at the start of the fourth quarter, or beginning before the fourth quarter, when they started doing the swag surf, which is always a super eye rolling moment. Everyone just up there, you know, doing the fucking swag surf. I'm like, man. What I wouldn't give to be that Heat fan in the stands, just having a good time. They're not like nitpicking, because like imagine if you had the entirety of Heat Twitter, people that are bickering all fucking like 24 hours a day this week. If you sat them in the fucking seats and you see like him trying to get the swag surf going, we're also gonna be like, no, we're all just gonna be fucking fighting each other.
They'll be yelling at each other about Duncan shooting splits.
Right.
And
right, his... people just out there having a good time.
I used to enjoy watching Heat games. Remember that?
No,
it was like a week ago.
Brass, I have the perfect, tweet for the occasion of what you're talking about. By the way, we're blaming the wrong person. shout out to Jack. We're blaming the wrong person. Ryan Cortez has been to 3 Heat games this season.
Let's talk about it.
The Celtic game, the Nuggets game, and now this game.
Like, yes, let's point the fingers in the right direction.
Today's his birthday, by the way. So happy birthday, Ryan Cortez. Ooh. Also,
a little culture chatter live in Miami. Bill Simmons, donde está, bro? Coward, bro.
We lost that game to the struggling Celtics
by 30. The Celtics haven't been good since.
Yeah, and we lost the Denver game. He was talking shit on the way to that game. We lost tonight. Yeah, ban Cortez from the arena.
He's like Ethan, but like at road games, but like for home games.
Yeah.
We fixed like all their losses are Cortez and Ethan attendance games, I think, most of them.
Oof. Yeah.
If we just take Ethan and Cortez games out of the picture, they've lost like 2 games.
He is right. Like we're sitting here, we're shitting on Kyle Lowry, shitting on Duncan Robinson. It's Cortez and Ethan's fault. Carlatiana says, "Happy birthday, Cortez! Now get out of the arena."
Yeah,
I'm with it.
Yeah, I mean, if you could sit there and blame contracts for bad shooting, then you could blame this. This is no less ridiculous.
Credit to Ryan. Yeah. I mean, after that first half, I went to the game with him and Christian Hernandez. After that first half against Denver, we straight up just watched the game from the East Plaza, and they went on a run. It was the in arena equivalent of changing your seat. I mean, he tried.
Wait, that run that we went on—that's when they
in the Denver game.
They were just killing. They were just shooting every three and hitting every three in the third quarter.
No, like yeah, when Miami made the run against Denver.
Yeah, but Denver was hitting every three.
Yeah.
Every time we made a little run.
Yeah.
You should have stayed in your seat.
I can't believe we haven't really talked that much about Bam today after the Bam news.
Well, yeah, I mean, that has to
be. What are you going to do? Anyway, to me, the Bam thing is a blessing in disguise. Like, he needed to take some time off. It didn't need to be 6 weeks, but whatever. I just think Duncan needs to tear his uncle.
6 to 8 weeks.
His uncle? His uncle? Oh, UCL, whatever.
Oh, cool. I think the interesting stuff about the Bam thing is like, well, like today the house is on fire and Spo didn't even look at Yurt. He's like, KZ Akpala at the 5.
Yeah.
It was like, which of his 2 sons is he more disappointed in? And it's like, okay, it's Yurt. I'll throw KZ. It's like the two fuck up kids. It's like, who do you trust more to like watch the house when you're out?
He trusted KZ with the house instead of Yurt?
Yeah.
That's fucking sad.
Y'all want a silver lining for this game?
I would love one.
If you're a gambler, you can take the under for all the Heat games for a while.
Oh, shit.
They've low-key sucked against the spread. They've been, like, horrible against the spread.
Just take the under for a while.
They're favored every game, Alf. Every game I check, they're favored. And they just...
The Heat?
Yeah. When Vegas stops...
Bucks on Saturday.
Well, I mean, now I think it's going to change. Bro, but, like, prior to tonight...
The Bucks are going to drop 160 on us. I'm guaranteeing.
I don't want Pat Connaughton to be happy. Like that's.
Oh,
the
dude, Pat Connaughton.
Yeah.
Grayson Allen can't be happy. Grayson Allen can't be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's happy with the Supreme Court ruling today, but other than that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's happy on January 6th, but
yeah.
He asked for the day off. I heard from the Bucks. He said, "Hey, I can't come to work today. I have a religious event."
He celebrates it with his family privately.
Carlo Tiana says Yurt got blocked twice. I wasn't even watching.
At that point, I was.
By the time you got big Yurt minutes, I was just out. I was.
By the time that Eric started speaking Creole, I was out.
Sac passé, Napoli.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long 6 weeks.
Oh, my God.
To eight?
to 8 weeks.
Young Snap says the next 6 to 12 weeks is going to be depressing. But listen.
That's true, Young Snap. _ 69.
Nice.
Yeah, but then we'll have fresh Bam and Depot back for springtime.
Yeah, because honestly, you know what I was saying on the pregame show? When has Bam gotten a 6 week break from basketball? I mean, since Rudy Gobert infected the NBA with COVID.
That was it.
He hasn't had a 6 week break because even this offseason, what did he do? He went to play in the Olympics. Like, yeah. Bam hasn't had a break.
Selfish.
Exactly. Bam hasn't had a break since COVID. Like, honestly, he needed one. How else was he going to get a break that long?
You're giving all sorts of people breaks, man. You're giving
Did you see the way they look today?
I did.
I felt broke in.
Kyle Lowry needs to fucking take a break. PJ Tucker needs to go collect some more shoes and take a fucking break. Dwayne Dedmon, they tried to kill my man out there tonight.
Dog, they played him like the first 17 minutes of the game, and I'm like, did Spo forget to like bring a guy to sub? Like, did it just escape?
Does he not realize a motherfucker got a shift starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow?
Yeah. He's part of a union too, so like they don't fuck around with stuff like that.
Exactly. Exactly. He's not gonna be able to play for like the next 3 games.
This is a side hustle.
He's gotta go for a mission check pretty soon.
Gout is flaring up. Like, his gout is flaring the fuck up right now.
Yeah. Something about sciatica. I don't know.
He played well though.
Oh yeah.
But he's out there in orthopedic shoes. What the fuck we come on?
Yeah.
Do you know Deadman's leading the Heat in 3-point percentage?
He's got those copper socks.
I can't be true.
Alpha's done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.